101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna, we're 100% Hobart and Australian Survivor last night. Oh. Kat, you've been my favourite from the start and I was really annoyed that you got voted out. I bet you were even more annoyed.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely disappointed to leave. I felt like I had so much more to give, but I thought, you know, I had a pretty good run considering my head was on the chopping block from day one.
Day one, yes.
Yeah, I've got to be happy to last 23 days.
Well done.
I tell you what, Phoebe would be a good little lawyer, wouldn't she? I can still hear her saying, now the three of us will vote for such and such. She's a player.
But, you know, kudos to her. She's played a very good game. And, you know, with that idol up her sleeve, it's going to be interesting to see what she can do.
I agree. You reckon the idol's up her sleeve?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she didn't show us that she had it, but I definitely think, she's going to pull that out at the right time.
And what is the go with Andrew or Andy? Because he likes to really talk a good game about how clever he is, but he's really not, is he?
The funny thing is that, you know, he is so quiet, so reserved, so softly spoken. None of us knew what he was saying behind our back.
Okay.
That last night was a real shock.
Yeah, right.
He really did think he was the kingpin, and he had this bravado, which just was not, was not shown around camp. So it's really interesting, actually. I'm looking forward to seeing how his game pans out, because I think it's very interesting to think that you're in control, because in the game of Survivor, no one's in control.
Yeah,
I think he's next to go. I reckon he's in the firing line because of his arrogance.
Yeah, I think he definitely did put a lot of people off, and at Tribal Council as well. You know, he was happy to, you know, to tell it how it is and to say some pretty fierce things. So it'll be interesting to see if it comes to bite him in the bum.
Hey, tell me, Kat, Tribal Council, I've always wanted to know, because obviously all the music and stuff gets added later. Is it just super awkward without all the music and sound effects? Because when you're sitting there, I imagine it goes for a lot longer than what we see. And you're all saying, you know, that's the chance for you guys to really air your grievances. Does it get really horrible?
It's, you know, every single time that I walked into Tribal Council, and as you saw, it was quite a lot, you have a terrible gut feeling. It's not a great feeling going to Tribal. The mood is quite somber, and it is really intense. Like, sometimes you could really cut the air with a knife. It was, you know, there was so much tension. I never liked going to Tribal, but you can definitely say that there was always something interesting to come out of it. You know, I don't think there was ever a Tribal that went 100% to plan. It was definitely an interesting time.
I want to know one thing. How long does it take? Like, let's say you turn up at Tribal Council at 7 p.m. What time would you get back to your camp? Now, be honest. I mean, we all know this production stuff goes on.
Unfortunately, we didn't have the luxury of any timekeeping devices, so I couldn't tell you exactly how long it took, but it was definitely, you know, it definitely did take time. Jonathan does ask us a lot of questions as well. It's not just sort of the couple that are shown. He does really grill us and does, you know, a lot of us do speak and air our grievances, as you said. So, it's definitely a couple of hours. And when you're tired and you're hungry and you're irritable, sometimes it's an extremely long night.
Does anyone lose it with him? Does anyone say, listen, mate, hurry up, stop talking crap and let us vote?
No, but I did have a little go at him in the challenge. He was saying that I couldn't keep up.
And yes. I saw you bite back at him.
Everyone else.
Kat, you did a great job. Well done. And thanks for having your chat with us. All the best.
Guys, enjoy the rest of the season.
Thanks,
Kat.
Bye.
See ya.